it's pretty big with that Johnny Depp thing. I think with Kanye West, we're seeing some of the same. I've been waiting for Kanye West to go full on OJ. But anyway, they're setting the stage where, I think this is a bigger picture here, they're destroying the concept of our legal justice system in front of our eyes. And I had this article from Miles Mathis, who makes this very interesting point here. Now, Miles Mathis does a lot of breakdowns on these fake and staged events, and I have this article on the O.J. Simpson event, which he wrote in 2016. MilesMathis.com, or MilesWMathis.com. You can find all of his articles. And his article here is called "The O.J. Simpson Trial Was Faked, As Were the Murders." Now, here are a couple of paragraphs that I pulled from this that make my point here about what we're seeing with these other trials and so many of these fake events, like Parkland, where you have these public trials, or even Derek Chauvin. This is again Miles Mathis, quote, "This whole trial was faked, including the hearing, and we have to wonder if the ruling can stand as precedent for future decisions. Do fake trials count in the law books? I suppose they must, which means the Simpson trial was not only dangerous for itself, a piece of propaganda, but it was dangerous as a legal precedent. This may have been one of the more premeditated plans behind the hoax. Beyond creating racial tension, diverting attention from real news, it looks like the trial is helping to destroy the Constitution. These fake trials set the precedent like real trials, but because they're presided over by Hollywood judges, all law and logic can be ignored. These manufactured judges can insert whatever they like into your future law books. It would be like legal precedent being decided by episodes of Perry Mason. Your Honor, I would like to cite Perry Mason, Year 2, Episode 12." And that's from Miles Mathis, and that's his comment about the significance of these fake trials. And, you know, this got me thinking about these various shooting events. I've always described it as Scooby-Doo justice. Like, the public is being conditioned to think that the media can judge, they can investigate, judge, and tell you the whole story in 30 minutes. They're like, okay, we've determined that this is the killer. Here is his manifesto. And now he's going to go get executed for this. And these people here who manufactured the gun, yeah, they're going to pay. Like, they give you the whole thing very fast. And I'm like, wait, where's the presumption of innocence? If the media starts off reporting that that's the killer, that's the shooter, well, he hasn't had trial yet. It's one of these things where they skip due process, and the public gets accustomed to what is tantamount to a lynch mob. Mob justice. And the media, of course, leads it. And the rapidity of it, the quickness through which they drag the public through it. Nobody has time to question any of the details, and that's what they want. And of course, you question the details, and we all know what happens. In that same article, Miles Mathis makes a mention of Capricorn One because it stars O.J. Simpson. And this is an interesting point. He says, quote, "Why did NASA cooperate with Capricorn One? Damage control. The movie was conceived of and promoted by the government itself. They weren't confirming the moon landing was a hoax. They were taking an idea which they knew was already in the head of the nation, and they were turning it subtly away from its target. They were planting this idea in the heads of those watching the film." Now, this is, again, the idea here is that they're showing it as a form of misdirection, but here's the key point. At the end of Capricorn One, the hoax is exposed. That's the crucial element of the film, not the hoax itself. And I think this is the point he's making here is the same thing with Jussie Smollett. I think the Jussie Smollett event was staged in order to be exposed. And they wanted to do this that way. The public, who's already been accustomed to fake hate crimes, fake events, they're being, well, psyops are being exposed. The public is being exposed to the idea that the government could fake things and the media would work with them to do this. Well, then they bring out Jussie Smollett, which sends the message that, you know, if somebody tries to get one over us, we are going to expose them. And again, this is all just part of his role. U.S. trial of Oath Keeper